Hey guys, my name's Alan, and I'm just sitting on my couch with a blanket, and it's Sunday, and it's nice, and I'm going to talk about passion for animals. It's a passion in general episode, but it's like, you know, I love animals. Like, I've got like a candle in the window, incense burning, fucking fly in the house, but the window's open. I live in Germany, and there's no fly screen, so it's really nice. And, you know, like, girlfriend's getting ready to go out, so I feel really comfortable. Nothing, no obligation. And there's trees and a little birdhouse on the balcony. You can just, maybe you can hear them whistling. Dee doo dee. Cute. Hear it? I swear they're talking to each other. I can see the heat of the candle making wobbly, blurry vision, and then the smoke all around it. So pretty. And now a little bird just came and landed on the thing. Anyway, he's gone. But the point that I want to make is that this is a passion that I didn't think about, that I just feed them daily and made a little house for them and off the internet, and I hung it or drilled it. No, I didn't drill it. I just got brackets and like bolted it to this balcony. And I did it without trying, and it brings me a lot of joy, and I do it daily. And it's just like, it's not something I planned, like a self-help thing or motivation or like a goal that I went to grab and take off the top shelf and like throw it on my head like a trophy. Like, yeah, I won. This is me. I'm there. Like, I didn't plan it and program myself. It's very natural and gentle. And I think it brings me a lot of joy. Like, if you have an animal, like a pet, like a dog or a cat, or even if you do something else you love doing, like swimming every day or walking in the forest, or maybe even like looking at Instagram, but maybe you have really specific things that you look at. Like, I look at the oceans pages and this other cool page called Passion Out, and it's all sexy and really cool. Maybe you have something that you do that just brings you alive a little. And what it does for me, it's like just a secret little flower inside my heart that is always blossomed and giving me good feeling, and I always give food to them and I feel good about that. And it's not even like really conscious, it's just something that it's sort of like a secret love that I just have, and I don't even, not that I don't tell anyone or I'm trying to hide it, it's like I don't even know about it just like happens. It's like there's a balcony, there's birds and trees, like of course you would feed them. And then you know, when I eat breakfast, watch them calm, and they go in the little house. It's actually really funny, there's little seeds now like that we put in the house, and there was cotton wool that we made for them to make like a nest. They didn't do it, but I don't know, I think we scared them because we put like a cardboard and made like a little two-story house thing. I'm making a podcast episode on this new app to test it out. Girlfriend's looking at me like, what? Give me a kiss when you're ready to go. And we put the seeds in the cotton wool, and because there was a bit of dampness, the seeds actually grew into little plants. So it looks like they have like plants in their house. It's really funny. So you see them walking around in there, like look like an old grandma with their hands on their waist, like nee, nee, nee. And they stick their head out the window and they look to the front of the little house. And I'll attach a photo if I can of the house. It'll be cool to get a vision. And they look out the window and they look on the veranda and they see the other birds there and who's eating what, what's going down, you know. Anyway, the point is that it brings me a lot of joy, and it's a sweet thing to do. Okay, see ya. Ciao. Hi. Have a good day. I'll see you at tomorrow or midnight or something. I probably will be awake. Hey, good luck. I know it's not easy for you. Trust your heart and just go for it, man. It's okay to make a mistake, you know? Now this is what it's for, the time to make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you okay? You feel good?
Yeah, I've just been nervous.
It's normal. That's your humility, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, willing to learn and be like, okay. Better than being like blindly confident. Anyway, so yeah, I think I'm sort of done. Did my phone just lock? No, still recording. That's good. Oh, but it looks... Oh, no, it's good. Yeah, that's it. So like, the point is like... gentle passion, let's call this gentle passion, and to let your curious, innocent, childish heart do something gentle that you love without thinking too much about it. And you know, as long as it doesn't eat up into your important schedule, what you need to do and in your life. But I think it's really important like in the big scale of when you think about when you're to die, it's like, you know, you need to enjoy. Otherwise, I mean, what's the point to continue for another 60 years or whatever you have left? 30, whatever, more or less, you know? So, and I'm, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't always think like that, but it does, I'm getting there, I think, the more I talk about it and then ask people and they tell me, then I'm like, you got a point. Fuck. Shit. And I always worry that, like, I tell you one little story. There was an old guy or? Yeah, one of my friends. He's a German teacher. He's teaching me German. So I live in Munich, München, in Deutschland, Germany. And he's my German teacher. And he said to me that he originally became a music teacher, but he didn't ever do that. He said that's what he wanted to do, and he didn't ever do it. And now he's like 66 or something like that. And he's like starting to do it. And I just was like, he did it at 22. He like learned his craft, his teaching skills, and he didn't like the system of how it was so controlled, and he didn't really want to do it. So he did a bunch of like freelancing and just getting tutoring people and doing what he could. Like, I guess he became like a language teacher, and he didn't really want to do that. And then I just was like, man, I was like, said to him, like, man, why didn't you do what you love? It's so important. So, like, you know, you like that, why would you do something you don't like? It doesn't make sense. And then it's funny because for him, when I'm telling him, it was so obvious and clear. But for myself, it was like, you know, like I don't really practice what I preach. Like I tell him that and it's so obvious and clear. And I'm like, yeah, do this, do this. But then for me, like, I'm like, I don't do it. And like, I work at a burrito restaurant, you know, and that's not my passion. And I wonder, like, man, like, why, for me, like, for example, when I told him, I'm like, man, why don't you just try until you do what you like? Like, there's no bad, there's no like, oh, I will try 10 times and stop. It's just like, no, just do it. Like, you like it, you want it, do it. Like, what, just push and push until you get it. But I didn't do it, and I didn't even like push myself like that. So, but I don't know why I feel so enthusiastic for other people and so like it's so clear and easy, and then for myself I don't do it. So I need to take a page from my own book. You still here? Ciao, schönen Tag. Have a nice day. See ya. Angela, she's gone. Heads up, you're recording long form audio concerning features will be disabled. This little bird landed. Here's a black one with a... I'll see if I can even put a picture of a bird. That'll be cool. I think it's over. I think we got the point and we've been interrupted a few times. Yeah. Thanks for listening. I wish you a good day or night or sleep or whatever you're doing. And yeah, I'm going to enjoy the rest of the candles floating in the wind. So beautiful. And if you're not spiritual, I want to say one thing to you. If you think that you don't believe in the invisible, then just remember that wind smashes houses. Okay? Suck on that. Ciao.